Porter City presents the Win in Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku-Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is the University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May, 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. I rejoice in it.
This is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opoku-Sakodie, the Senior Pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is
the spirit of intercession.
Yes, sir.
Prayer is the most important work on earth. Prayer. Prayer is a very hard work.
Yes, sir.
It's not for lazy people.
Very, very hard.
It's a very hard work.
It's yes. A very, very hard work.
Prayer.
Prayer.
Prayer is a priority of spiritual people.
Hey, Shabbat.
So when you become spiritual, your priority is prayer.
Amen. Yes,
prayer is the way to God's heart.
Yes, sir.
How many of you want to get to the heart of God? Prayer is the way.
Amen.
I say prayer is the way.
Prayer to God's is the way.
Prayer is the way.
Prayer is the way to God.
Prayer is the
prayer
way.
Is the way.
I thought God is looking for intercessors. He said, I sought for a man.
A man.
So you don't need to. God doesn't need a nation.
Hey.
Just one man.
Just one man.
One man. That one man, one woman be you.
Amen.
I sought for a man.
Sought for a man.
I sought for a man. That was standing a gap. So today the Lord told me, the problem is not the sins that we are debating. The problem is not the evil. The problem is not the wickedness of people. Can he find a man? And I was standing the gap. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I need 10 righteous people.
Oh.
And all the homosexuals and the gays, their sins will not be counted.
Wow. Wow. One man.
One man.
One man.
One man.
Shalabaha.
So the evils in the world and the judgment is not because God is not, God is just wicked to destroy. I told you he's a judge sitting in a court and everybody can bring their case. As the devil went there yesterday, I show you how Joshua was there and he was clothed in a filthy rag.
Yes, sir.
And the angel was standing there. He came there to accuse. So he went to God's court and started accusing.
Hey.
He can go and accuse anybody.
Yes, sir.
Prayer is the most important thing on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is what is lacking. Prayer is more important than preaching.
Yes, sir.
I'll say that again. Prayer is more important than preaching.
Amen.
Prayer is more important than evangelism.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
They can go to evangelism, but without prayer, it will have no effect. They can go there, just prayer to bring people to the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Just finish them who are not praying. When they walk into a place, then the revival just take place. So prayer is more important than doing a philanthropic work.
Yes, sir.
You can do it for selfish being. When it comes to philanthropies, a lot of unbelievers are doing it.
Yes, sir.
So prayer is the most important thing.
Prayer.
John Wesley said, God does nothing but answer prayer. That's all God is doing. Prayer, 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 prayer. Can I talk to you a little about prayer?
Yes, sir.
That is why Jesus said, men ought always to pray and never give up. I'm talking to somebody about prayer. Look at your neighbor and say, this is the best thing you can do. Hallelujah.
This is the best thing we can do.
prayer. You have to pray every time. Pray silently. Pray aloud.
Yes, sir.
Pray when everything is all right. When things are not good. Pray when you are fired. Pray when you get a new job. Pray when they disappoint you. Pray when you get an appointment. Pray when things are working. Pray when things are not working.
Yes, sir.
Pray when you are down. Pray when you are up. Pray when they disappoint you. Pray when you have a success. Pray when you are a failure. Pray when you are depressed. Pray when you are released. Pray when you are divorced. Pray when your wife loves you. Pray when your husband loves you. Pray when nobody loves you. Pray when everybody loves you. Whether good or bad. Pray without ceasing. I say, pray when you hear good news. Pray when you hear bad news. Pray when they reject you. Pray when they accept you. Who am I talking to here? Pray when all things are good. I say, pray when you feel bad. Pray when you feel good. Pray when you are in a present. Pray when you have a burden. Pray when you have no burden. Pray when you feel like praying. Pray when you don't feel like praying. Pray when you are divorced. Pray when they love you. Pray when they reject you. Pray when they lose you. Pray when you are in bondage. Pray when you hear good news. Pray when you are in the hospital. Pray when you hear bad news. Pray when you are disturbed. Pray when you are broke. Pray when you make money. Pray when you are proposal. Pray when they say there is no proposal. Pray when you are redundant. Pray when your nation is good. Somebody pray. That's what God is looking for.
Yes, sir.
Pray. I am tired of many preachers that are not prayers. This is a problem in our generation now. They are preaching. Everything is sensual. There is no power.
Wow.
That is what I told you. Prayer is more important than evangelism.
Yes, sir.
When they go there without prayer, the souls will never be established.
Yes, sir.
It is prayer that establishes the souls.
Yes,
prayer is the heartbeat of God.
Yes, sir.
A prayerless Christian is a dangerous Christian.
Yes,
he will cause confusion in the church.
Yes,
he will divide the church.
Yes.
He will scatter the church.
Yes.
A prayerless pastor will pastor with senses.
Yes.
Prayerlessness is a result of adultery.
Yes, yes,
prayerlessness is a result of fornication.
Yes, yes,
prayerlessness is a result of lust.
Yes.
You cannot be prayerful and not win the heart of God.
Ah.
Prayer.
Prayer.
I sought for a man.
I sought for a man.
Prayer. God said, I sought for a man among them.
Man.
May you be that man that God is looking for.
Yeah.
I sought for a man.
Yeah.
Look at it from verse number 23. Look at what God said. That is where the judgment started. Verse number 23. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, so this is when the word came to Ezekiel. What did God said? And God said, this is where God started lining the thing up. Son of man, say unto her, thou art in the land that is not cleansed, nor rain upon in the day of indignation. Come back to the New Living Translation, they will understand it more. A message came to me from the Lord. A message. This morning, guys, a message is coming to you from the Lord. Son of man, give the people of Israel this message. Israel is not here. It's in our time. In the day of my indignation, you will be like a polluted land and a land without rain. Is there any land in our present time? Your princes plot conspiracies just as lions talk their play. They devour innocent people, seizing treasures and exalting wealth. Is there any nation that we can't find people like this? They make many widows in the land. They kill their husbands so that the women will suffer. Your priests have violated my instruction. So even the church was not spared. When the judgment was coming, there were priests that were violated the instruction and defied my holy things. They make no distinction between what is holy and what is not. This is what we are going. Pastors are committing fornication. Pastors are adultery. Church members are chasing pastors. They want to sleep with them. Even the religious people were not spared. And they do not teach my people the difference between what is ceremonial, what is ceremonial nearly clean and unclean. They disregard my Sabbath day so that I am dishonored among them. This is God's complaint. Your leaders are like wolves who tear apart their victims. They actually destroy people's lives for money. Is there anywhere in the nation you can't find this one? I like the way you are looking at me. God is talking about our matter now. They destroy people. Listen to it. They destroy people. They don't care. Young people will go for sick and draw. He said they destroy people. They destroy people's life for money. That is the generation we find ourselves in. They will come to church. They don't care. As if they are serving God, but they have ulterior motives. He said your leaders are like wolves who tear apart their victims. They actually destroy people's life for money. Oh, Jesus Christ. Your prophets cover up for them by announcing false visions. It is all over the system now. The prophets were not spared. Your prophets cover up. They didn't say what God wants to say. They won't preach the holiness message. They just give false prophecy. They said that says the Lord, but God has not said anything. I'm preaching. Oh, I wish God will raise it. I like the way you are looking at me. Because generation like this doesn't want to hear a message like
this. Yes.
This is what we say, that says the Lord. Your prophets cover up for them by announcing false vision and making lying predictions. They say, my message is from the sovereign Lord. When the Lord hasn't spoken a single word to them, God hasn't said anything. They try to bring God into democracy. God is not a democratic God. Instead of praying, they say things God has not said. Are you listening to me now?
Yes.
Go and tell them. What is he saying again? Hayakodama. Even common people oppress the poor, rob the needy, deprive foreigners of justice. Yes. I look for someone who might rebuild the world of righteousness that regards the land.
Wow.
I search for someone who will stand in the gap in the war, in the war, so I wouldn't have destroyed the land, but I found none. In the midst of all this justice, in the midst of all this judgment, God was looking for an intercessor. The problem is not the sin. Is there anybody standing in the gap? Is there anybody standing in the gap? Is there anybody praying? I have never come to the place God gave me burden like this week. Then the Lord begin to talk me today. Strange prayer topic. The Lord say, go to your prayer room and pray and ask me to tell you my heartbeat.
Yes.
Ask me to show you what is my desire. Me to have desire. I have expectations. And tell me, and he said, number two, give me another prayer point. Say, let me give you burden for things that I have burden for. Because you can only be effective in prayer when you have burden. If you don't have burden for souls, you can't pray for souls. If you don't have burden for the sick, you can't pray for the sick. If you don't have burden for the trouble, you can't pray for the trouble. So I was in my prayer room. I went there several times this way. It's not even said, you don't even need to spend this time. Don't come here for 6 hours. Just come 1 hour, go back, meditate. Come again after 1 hour, go back, meditate. Come again after 1 hour. And let me show you my burden. Do you know God's burden? Do you know God's heartbeat? No, we can't find. This is a generation. I'm telling you, all the things we are chasing, we'll leave it. One day we will regret that there was an opportunity for us to stand in the gap. We didn't do it. We are chasing money. People cannot fast and pray. I'm telling you something. There is nothing like intercessors.
Yes,
I want to talk to you a little bit about intercessors.
Yes,
that is what I'm looking for.
Yes,
it's a blessing to have intercessors.
Yes.
It's a blessing to have associate pastors that are intercessors.
Yes.
It's a blessing to marry a woman that is an intercessor. A man that is an intercessor. A pastor that is an intercessor.
Yes.
Now watch this. If your pastor is not an intercessor, when you are in trouble, how does he stand in the gap?
They
will give you counseling from the senses. They will not be able to cast out demons. They will say that it's your mind, because that is where it is. Woe unto them, but they still go there. They still go there. They still go there. And when the trouble comes, then the burden comes. There are people that, like, they will not be members of the church like this that we pray, but they will come when they are looking for solution. And after the solution comes, they go back because they are not ready to pay price for their freedom. It is all over. It is all over. When the trouble comes, they come to say, Daddy, you are my father. I said, when was the last time you came to church? I said, I've not been coming to church, but I watch you online. My goodness. Online. Thank God for online. I wish when Jesus was there was an online. My goodness. Is somebody understanding what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Look at someone and say, you are the intercessor God is looking for.
You are
the one God is looking for to stand in the gap. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I am tired of all the carnality. It's becoming too much. It's too rampant in our generation. The carnality is too much. The pretense of spirituality. Carnality. That is making them. Now, do you know what God told me today? The most dangerous people you are fighting is pastors who don't pray. Oh, that is what is happening now. Because you can only produce anything after your likeness. Everything produces after it can. A prayerful pastor will produce a prayerful church. A prayerless pastor will produce a prayerless church.
Amen.
When you read the Bible, you hear somebody has prayed for 24 hours. Try it. Pray for 1 hour. Pray for 3 hours.
Yes,
pray for 5 hours.
Yes,
pray for 7 hours. Pray for half day.
Pray for a whole day. Pray at night. Pray into the night. Pray all night. And pray days. And seek the face of God. One prayer to the other. Pray short prayer. Pray medium prayer. Pray long prayer. Pray in days. Pray for hours. Pray every kind of prayer. Pray always with all prayers. Supplication and thanksgiving. When you hear fasting, that you are shaking. Nobody is born to fast. Fasting is not a gift of the spirit. It's a discipline thing. You have to keep your body and bring it under subjection. I was telling somebody, I said, if you start and five days you are vomiting, it means across the 5 days. You have to cross the devil's barrier and cross in a certain line and move in a certain realm. We all started that way. Before we cross 40 days plus, whilst they are looking for LGBT plus plus, let's look for fasting candidate plus plus plus. Hey! The problem is not the evil. The problem is intercessors. Do you know something? That's why he paid me when I read. I said, Abraham, you made a mistake. Why did you do that, Abraham? Abraham said, let me ask for once. And he got to 10 and stopped. And Jim said, if Abraham got to 3, and it was Lot and his wife and his 2 sons, God could have spared the land. God is not talking about the evil people. He's not interested in killing. Yes, he said, I don't fancy and take pleasure in the death of the sinner. Yes, God doesn't satisfy men dead. Ah. He said, I'm looking for an intercessor. Amen. I am sitting as a judge. If somebody will plead their cause, I will forgive them. Are you an intercessor? We don't care. There is no burden. Our mothers are not born again. Our fathers are not born again. Some people are in church, their husbands are not born again. Some people are in church, their wives are not born again. But that is not the burden. I am looking for money. I want to make money. I want to make this. I want to make that. I want to make that. Lord, say, I'm tired. I don't have time. The lease on the earth is expiring. God leases it. I showed you yesterday. The husbandman is coming back and he's coming to deal with things. If you don't stand in the gap, wives are going to hell, husbands are going to hell, children are going to hell. There are people in your family today, when they fall down, they are straight going to hell. Salvation is not moving. We are not speaking the word of God. If the reason why we preach and people don't get repent is that the yokes are still there. There is no mad prayer to move the shackles. It is prayer that raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus stood at the altar, the tomb of Lazarus, said, Father, I thank you. It was a short prayer that thou hearest me. I know you hear me always, that these people may know that you sent me. And he called for Lazarus. Jesus prayed and blessed 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It got multiplied. Prayer changes circumstances and situations.
Amen.
Can I get some people in this family that are prayerful?
Amen.
I want young girls that will not give their body to old men for money.
Yes,
but they are sacrificing their youth in prayer.
Yes.
They are living in their own single bedroom, but it's a center of revival.
Yes,
they can call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes,
is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? You got to be tired of going to hotels, messing up with your body, sleeping with you in the car. What would you tell Jesus when you meet him? What will we meet him? So for there are people God is grooming to stand before men of God.
Yes,
but by the time they become pastor's wife, they've messed their salvation. They've destroyed their revival.
Wow.
And then their spirituality is killed. They can't stand. Because while they should be preparing for what God has called them, they are in the hotels.
They
are sleeping with them every hour.
Wow.
They don't mind. They don't care. Today, God spoke to me a lot. I was just in serenity and soberness. There are men of God that God is preparing. By the time God picked them up, they've messed up with their strength. Mess up with their strength. People are entering exit when there is an inlet. All kinds of things are happening in our generation. It's dead. And nobody. We are calling good evil. And we are calling evil good. And we think God has changed. If nothing happened, there are no intercessors. It's going to be a disaster. God is going to come down in his wrath. We need people that will stand in the gap for nations. It is not every church that should be prayerless. Some of them can play church, but some can be serious with God. God is not looking for a crowd. Even if your pastor doesn't pray, pray. If your leaders are not praying, pray. If your dad are not praying, pray. Now listen at this. Look at this. Before everything starts, God say, before everything. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. This is one of the most powerful things God showed me today. The apostle Paul said that. First Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1. Sorry, I don't know what Peter is in my mouth. 1 Timothy. He said, I exhort therefore that first of all. First. So before you think about everything. This is why I'm talking against
church people that have become politically passionate. Because first of all, before you talk about yourself, before you think about your wife, before you pray for your prayer partner, before you pray for your life partner, first of all, this is going to be the prayer you pray before God answer other prayers. Yeah. Paul said, first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So it didn't start with you. First of all, you must be an intercessor. First of all, and you know something, this is one thing I check from different translations, that the first of all was not changed. Go to the New Living Translation, watch this. I check it. I urge you, first of all, all of them, he doesn't change it. None of them doesn't change it. First of all, so God is emphasizing that first of all, before you talk, so there's a reason our prayers are not answered. We have put the cart before the horse.
All right, yes, sir.
God is a God of protocol. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. So you can't go to the court praying. He said, I will enter his court with praise. So you enter his gate. When you are going to girl's gate, there is a protocol to enter God's presence.
Yes, sir.
And God said that for me to answer your prayer, first of all, before you talk about yourself, think about others.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
First of all. Look at the people he put together. Lord, verse 2, he came back and said that, oh Jesus Christ, pray this way. Now come back to King James Version, please. In Katabaya, for kings. At that time, there were no president, they were kings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The rulers were kings. Mm. King Ahasuerus, King Nebuchadnezzar,
yes,
King so and so, King Herod. They were there. So he said, first of all, for kings, how will you pray for a president in your country when you were against his party? So there are a lot of demonic strategies in our system. That is there. And today God told me something. He said, you can never pray for anybody you criticize.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Never. It will never work. It will never work. I don't want anybody to come and talk to me about politics. That is why whoever come here, whether party, I make sure we pray for them. Whether the NDC people, once they come to the house of God, I don't care. We have to pray for them. Few people are representing. First of all, challenge me with the scripture. I'm quoting the word of God. Pray for kings. You have become so passionate about MPP, NDC, you won't pray for any party. You pray. You say, now look at what you talk about the Christian kings, and for all that are in authority. All that. Some of you, your partners, your mothers, your sister, your aunties has drowned you in politics. They baptize you in it, and they pump the spirit of hatred and win you into it. You cannot pray. If today President Akufo-Addo is in power, if tomorrow another party comes to power, then you are going to be the enemy of that party.
Yes.
Are you in line with scriptures? Dude, listen, the only prayer God will listen is when we pray according to his will.
Yes,
there is nothing mystery about prayer. Make sure the prayer is according to God's will.
Yes,
what do we mean by the will of God? It must stand on authority of God's will.
Yes,
First of all, God said, I don't care what it is. And the reason they were getting results at that time is that there were no democracy. So the kings rule for a long time. So they spent time praying for kings. We are changing them. Churches are divided because of democracy. Demonic strategies. This is what the prophets should speak about. And not prophesy about things to make them feel happy. Because what is coming, we can't stand it. I'm going to show you when God's judgment comes, it comes in different form. Coronavirus is part of them. Redundancy, hurricanes, and all kinds of things. They are all part of his anger and his judgment. It comes because nobody is there to stand in a gap. It's coming in different form. The whole world came to a standstill because of a small virus. It is part of the famine. It is part of the anger. I'm going to show you in a second. When I got there, first of all, God said, before you think about yourself, your family, start with this one. First of all, think. He said that for kings and for all that are in authority, who are they? The police, the soldier, the judiciary, the judges, all the decision makers, the parliamentary members, those in authority, that we, the Christians, we will lead a quiet and a peaceable life. No wonder we are not peaceable, we are not quiet, because we are not praying. We are not praying. When they sit on your promotion, don't go and blame God. You are not praying.
All right.
There are Christians in church. They join the politics. These people have come, so they are sacking people. They are doing that. No, if God plant you a place, nobody can sack you. Are you getting what I'm talking about? This is what it is. If you don't take care, a time is coming. We'll tag a church here for so and so party.
Yeah.
And once it comes to that way, another party comes. You become an enemy to that party.
Yeah.
Jesus is not a democratic Jesus.
Ah.
I fear Because this is the thing. Why peace and a quietable life? Once they are dealing with politics and operating hypocritically and saying they hate this government, whatever decision he make, it affects you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
Whatever Biden made, that thing that affect America, it affects the world.
Yes, sir.
So we have to even take the prayer beyond the borders.
Yes,
between Biden and Chinese president and Putin and then the European powers, and they call them G8. All this thing, the devil control them. In the book of Daniel chapter 10, Jesus Christ, the angel came back and said that the prince of the kingdom of Persia restored me. There was a kingdom on earth at that time called Persian kingdom.
Yes,
but he has a spirit in charge that controls that government.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when you come back to verse number 23 of Daniel chapter 10, listen to what the angel said. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia restored me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the princes, came. Keep on going. Wait at verse number 20. Wait there. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I came unto thee? And now I will return. When I will return to fight with the prince of Persia.
Yes, sir.
But that is not the end. And when I am gone for lo, the prince of Grecia. So Greece has a territorial power and Persia has a territorial power. And he said, the Persian demon that controlled the Persian government didn't want to bring you a vision. We are sitting here playing games. Today the Lord told me something. He said, I am tired of the gimmicks. Too much gimmicks. Too much gimmicks. Playing psychology on the people's mind. But there is no power. No power. No power. Power is power.
Yeah.
And power can be raw.
Mm.
We can't, we don't see raw power.
Yeah.
We are not getting it.
Push.
No small, small prayer. If you don't take it, they learn to become complacent and proud. We want souls. We want to see countries change. We want to see the people at the market fear the women in church who are doing business. That they know that this one, I can't take her to juju. If I try, I will die with my children. We want to see raw power. That when you are asleep, the power will be speaking. I am tired of this thing. Now some of us, trouble come and meet us with God. So trouble has no power over us. It's not that we don't have problem, but come to meet us with God. Don't wait till trouble come before you go and come and disturb God. God is in a move. God is in a business. We are talking about prayer. That is what God, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Paul was an intercessor. Jesus Christ, Anna was an intercessor. Simon is an intercessor. We have seen intercessor. Nehemiah is an intercessor. Daniel is an intercessor. Moses is an intercessor. Abraham is an intercessor. Who are you? Young up and coming ministers trying to prophesy without power. And trying to speak things for what they can work. There is no power. So they quench their ministry before they enter. Because once you start with gimmicks, you will end with gimmicks. Once you start with lies, you will end with lies. It's dangerous to say that says the Lord when God has not said anything. Make sure you know the voice of God.
Yes,
that is what he pointed out here.
Yes,
so that you will not prophesy from your flesh because of what you eat. Don't meet anybody because you can get money from him. Then you start prophesying. It's dangerous. Hallelujah. Then by the time you come to our level, you start being a liar. Wow, Jesus Christ, what a generation. Lost the sense of what I call conscience. They've lost their conscience. They can sin and still walk comfortably. They can sin and come to church and dance. They can sin and still come and pretend the power is there. Because the tongue said nobody even know what they are saying. They can sin and still be moving around. They walk with people's husband. They can be in a church, go out to somebody's husband. The woman will never find out. When they come, they'll pretend like, daddy, daddy, good morning, daddy, good morning. But they know they are sleeping, they are sharing the bed with you. But they are so smart, you cannot see it. There are wives keeping things, they won't tell their husband. Their husband keeping things, they won't tell their wife. But wait, there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed. Say it before God brings it out. You will pay for it one day, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna dance and praise him.
Porter City presents the Winning Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking.
Maybe the finances is tanking. Maybe the family is tanking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week, somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is a University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May, 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For ball purchase, call 027-400-9933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the